This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina stepped down on Monday amid widening unrest. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Bangladesh's Prime Minister has resigned and fled the country after weeks of protests against a quota system for government jobs descended into violence and grew into a broader challenge to her 15-year rule. Thousands of demonstrators stormed the official residence and other buildings associated with her party and family on Monday. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's departure threatens to create even more instability in the nation on India's border, already dealing with a series of crises. Amid security concerns, the capital's main airport has suspended operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. State Department said on Monday it has been in contact with Brazil, Mexico, and Colombia on a quote-unquote path forward for Venezuela following last week's disputed elections.
When you look at the tallies that the opposition made public, it's clear that even if every outstanding vote came back from Maduro, it wouldn't be enough to overcome the advantage that Edmundo Gonzalez had.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, U.S. officials said last week electoral manipulation had stripped Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's claim of re-election victory of any credibility, and Washington left the door open to fresh sanctions on the OPEC nation. The killings last week of two militant leaders in Beirut and Tehran attributed to Israel brought vows of revenge from Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah, but shops were open in Beirut on Tuesday and traffic was snarled as ever. In Tel Aviv, cafes hummed with patrons and umbrellas sprout across crowded